Exodus chapter number 14, beginning at verse number 19. Dealing with being first and afraid, all at the same time. I wonder this morning if you have ever prayed, petitioned, asked God for something. And then when God answered your prayer, He gave you what you asked for, but you didn't know what to do with it. Sometimes when we ask for something and we receive it, though we have it, we don't have a person to pattern ourselves after. So there you are, standing, holding in your hands the blessings of God, but you don't know how to use them. Sometimes in life, we need to see somebody doing a thing before we can really do it. How can you be expected to be a wonderful father if you never seen a real man? How can you be expected to be a strong single sister? But all you ever seen was a sugar daddy in your life. How could you be expected to get your child off to college and you never been there? How could you be expected to teach your child a trade when all you know is textile? When you're trying to do something and you find yourself being the first at it, fear is always present.
Yes.
And so there you are with your college degree. There you are, just started a business because the loan has been approved. And you have no idea what to do now. So you come home one day from the hospital, and there you are holding this little child in your hand. And while at the hospital, they told you when to feed the child, when to change the child. So now you're at home, and there's no more instructions. What do you do when you find yourself being the first and you're afraid? Moses had been walking with God, and God called Moses, told Moses, I want you to lead my people out of Egypt to the promised land, and I promise you, you'll get there. But you have to go through the Red Sea. Okay, I get this part about walking out of the world. I can do that. I even believe that you promised me a land. But you telling me I'm going to walk through the sea on dry land to get to my promise. We got a problem, God. I know where I am. I know what I'm asking for. But why is it necessary for me to go through all of this to get there? You see, it is the process that makes you prime time. You can't stand on your pulpit until you first go through your process. Because for you to stand on somebody else's platform and you haven't gone through the process, someone's setting you up for failure.
That's all right.
So God take us, He take us through the process.
Yeah.
He allows pain to buffet us.
Yeah.
To humble us.
Yeah.
You really can't do anything for God until you've been humbled.
Amen.
See, you can always tell those that has been through something. Because when God blessed them again, it doesn't go to their head.
Uh-huh.
You got some friends in your life. Y'all were cool until they got something new. Then that newness, you say, made them change. But the truth of the matter is, they didn't change. They were that all along. You just didn't know. And just because they got a new job and a pay raise and a promotion, now they acting funny. But you know, it's something about money that will make you act who you really are. Money has the tendency of bringing out of you. And so you think they changed, but they didn't have enough money or enough support to be them. And so now God begins to bless them, and they begin to do funny stuff. And so as they begin to do funny stuff, you look and check in yourself wondering, is it you? Or is it them?
My God.
See, sometimes God can bless you, and people can expect you to change.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, they change in anticipation of you change. Then they ask you, what's wrong? You ever got a new job? Or you moved into a new neighborhood? And people thought you were going to change. And they changed on you. And then you were wondering, why you changed? I'm the one that got blessed. Why are you acting funny? See, sometimes people will try and get ahead of God. And so here's Moses. God says, I'm gonna use you to lead the people out of the world, out of Egypt, into the promised land. And so Moses is leading God's people, and Pharaoh has issues with Moses going free. Now, people don't mind you being free so long as you still do for them what you used to do. So while they singing freedom, they really don't mean freedom for you. They mean freedom for themselves. They just get real holy and say all of us freedom and liberty. But the truth of the matter is, they want you to continue to serve them, do for them like you've always done. God says to Moses, lead my people through the wilderness, through the Red Sea. Now, the Red Sea represents the blockage that we have in life.
Uh-huh.
And so imagine Moses running from Pharaoh because God told him to go. And now he's blocked. Pharaoh is behind him. The Red Sea is before him. Where do you go? And you begin to pray. And God tells you, listen, just stick out your hands. No, I'm talking about Pharaoh. I'm talking about my enemy behind me. I'm talking about the debt that I used to play with. Now I need to buy something. And so the debt has caught up with me. And I haven't been good to my body. Now my health has caught up with me. I've been a trickster, so I've been misusing people. So now all the lies caught up with me, and I have no place to go because the Red Sea is before me. What do you do when you have no way out? Moses lifted his hands and he begins to pray, and God departed the Red Sea for him. Imagine if you could. Here it is, this Red Sea, this sea, this body of water that it's never been parted before, first time. And God is asking you to do something that you've never seen anybody else do. He wants you to walk with water on your left and water on your right. He wants you to walk with haters on your left and critics on your right. He wants you to walk with unemployment on your left and cancer on your right. And he says, I'll part your storm and I'll make a way out of no way for you. And so here's Moses, this leader. He all of a sudden finds himself leading people who really did not want to go to the promised land. Have you ever tried to lead someone and they didn't want to go out of slavery? See, imagine this. Here's Moses leading folks, and they've been in slavery for the last hundreds of years. Enslaved to death. Enslaved to somebody else. Enslaved to their situation. Enslaved to their circumstance. And so Moses wanted to lead them to the promised land, but debt and bad relationships.
My God.
It's my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I know he hit me.
What you say?
But he doesn't leave a mark on me. I know I'm in financial trouble. But I can hide that. I know I'm misery. I know that I'm afraid to do what God is calling me to do. But I can hide that.
Jesus.
What do you do when the person that you're trying to lead don't want to go to their promised land? Can you imagine trying to pull somebody who doesn't want to see what God has in store for them because they don't think that Moses had a conversation with God? See, sometimes your leader knows something about you that you may not know about yourself. But you gotta humble yourself and say, now what is God speaking in this house? Because if God is talking in this house, it seems like he has to connect with the hand in order for the body to move. But when the body steps out of order, makes it a little challenging. And so we wonder, I'm coming to church, but I'm not getting my breakthrough. See, God is a God of order. And so watch God says to Moses. He says, Moses, I'm going to speak to you on behalf of your people. And if your people will follow, not you the man, but the Spirit of God that rests in you, I'll deliver them. I've gotten beyond trying to preach to make people feel good. I'm not even interested in your feelings anymore. What I'm interested in is to see God bless you. What I'm interested in is to tell the truth. What I'm interested in is to encourage you. What I'm interested in is preach the word so that you can be taught how to come out of something. What I'm interested in is on Monday morning when church doors are closed and hell is all around you, that you got a word. Come hell or high water, you can stand on his word because you know he's a deliverer. You know who's the Savior. Moses leads the people. He leads the people to the Red Sea. And as he gets the people to the Red Sea, God speaks to Moses and says, listen, just raise your hand. See, when you come to church and someone has to say to you, go ahead and lift your hands, that means you don't know the power of raising your hand. When you really understand worship and you really understand praise, you ain't got to tell me to raise my hand. Because I understand when I lift my hand, I'll part the storm. When I lift my hand, I'll move the situation. know you're caught in a tough situation. And I don't know about you, but if you've ever been caught in a tough situation, if you've ever been really caught in a tough situation, even though God will open the door, you don't even trust God because you've been there so long. Have you ever been somewhere so long? Credit been tore up so long? Somebody accidentally approved you of something and you didn't believe. That when God has need for you, have purpose for you, all of the little stuff that you don't have, God says, that's all right, I'll step right over that. And I know about your credit, but I can step right over that. I know what they said and you're unemployed, but I can step right over that because his favor is not fair. When God favors you, he'll do a supernatural thing in your life. You ought to give him some praise because you know you're living in the favor of God right now. You know you don't qualify. You don't deserve. You know that about your situation. But he's still opening doors. He's still getting you through things. Because that's the God that you serve. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. And he's worthy to be praised. Come on and give him some praise in this house this morning. Yes, 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 yes. I'm the first to go there. I don't have anybody in my family to mimic. I don't have any role models whatsoever. But I'm the first, but I won't be the last. I'm going to pick up on the door for somebody to come through. My children's life will be better than mine. My grandchildren will be better than mine. I'm training the family. Moses. Moses stood, and you gotta realize that conversation that probably took place that night. So Moses is standing, and again, Pharaoh is coming in, and the Red Sea is before him. And so here is Moses, my bigger.
Was this, and that is God says, everywhere I see the blood, I'm going to pass over that. And so here's Moses standing facing the Red Sea, and God says, and the angel of the Lord went before them. I wonder if you've ever been going through something, yet you had nobody to lead you, and all of a sudden you felt the Spirit of God move before you. And I don't need you to walk me out of this thing because I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight, because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must lift up their hands and worship him. And while I'm standing waiting for the Red Sea, let me go ahead and give you some praise there, right here. Because I'm just waiting on my blessing. I'm talking to somebody who's at the edge this morning. You need to go ahead and give God your dance, your worship, your praise this morning. Because you've been ready to open up some stuff in your life. You've been ready to lose some stuff in your life. He's going to open up some stuff in your life. How many of you got some stuff that God needs to really open up in your life? How many of you standing on the edge of something and you know that it's going to be real good, but I hear the enemy behind me, but I know God says, move forward. I'm afraid, but I'm still going to walk this thing out. M- Moses find himself standing, facing the Red Sea, and the storm that is before him is just as great as the storm that is behind him. I wonder if God ever walked you to the cliff of your blessings. And you stood there and he says, look over. Do you see that I'm about to bless you? Because I gave you a dream and I gave you a vision. I told you that old men would dream, young men would. I told you about the visions and the dreams. And God is saying, I want you to look at it, but you can't have it right now. Have you ever been on the edge of your blessings? Tempted to try to do it yourself to make it come to pass. But God was holding you because God says, I don't need your help. I'm going to bless you in due season. I'm going to bless you in due time. And by the way, don't you know that the worst place, the dangerous place to be is when God show you something, but it hasn't manifested. Because when God show me the blessing, seems like I can reach out and just get it then. But sometimes God will show you something today that is not for down the road that you'll really get it. And you got to stand still just to see the salvation of the Lord. All your friends being blessed and you still waiting on yours. But now you know what God showed you. So you don't trust him, but you still wait.
My God.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He says, now you should mount up with the wings of an eagle. Now this is what that means. It means that you know, when every other bird hits the storm, they go down for safety. But you so crazy when you going through your storm and your faith kicks in like an eagle, you say, I can rise above this. I know the lie you told on me, but I can rise above this. I know the ditch that you dug for me, but I can rise above this. I know what you tried to do to me, but I can rise above that. I'm going to stand and I'm going to wait on the Lord. Have you ever had to wait on the Lord? Won't he show up in your life? Won't he make way out of nowhere? Won't he be your bridge over troubled water? Won't he supply all of your needs? Won't he be a lawyer in the courtroom? Won't he be a doctor when cancer show up? Won't he be a friend in the midnight hour? Then come on and give him some praise this morning. He's worthy to be praised. So watch this. God says to Moses, he says, now go on through to the other side. Just walk on through to the other side.
Yes.
And so Moses began to walk through the Red Sea. Now watch this. So here it is. Imagine this. This sea that's been wet on the bottom all of its life. All of a sudden, Moses touch dry land. See, that's what it means when the Bible says, now God will do a new thing in your life. That's what it means, a new thing. Nobody never did that before. See, that's what it means when the Bible says, now if you trust God, if you trust Him, really trust Him with all thy heart, it says, you know, God will bless you. That's what it really means, that when everybody walk out of your life, God says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. That's what it means when the Bible says, When they leave you, God says, I'll sit you closer than a brother. That's what it means when God will do a new thing in your life. He'll lead you somewhere that nobody's ever been. He'll bless you in a stupid way. And they say, how you do that? One night I praised God and He blessed me like never before. When you begin to praise God, God will do a supernatural thing in your life. You just got to be crazy enough to give Him a crazy. Praise the praise. Come on and give them a radical praise. Moses says, I don't know how this thing gonna come out, He says, but I'm moving forward. I don't know how it's going to work out, but he says, but I'm moving forward.
Yes,
have you ever been stuck somewhere, God said, move forward, and you say, I don't know what's going to happen, but I heard the voice of God, and he says, move, and I'm moving forward. And it seems like every little step you took, he put a blessing in your path. Every time somebody came in your obstacle, came in your way, he just gave you a way to sidestep that thing, because he says, I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. See, when God get ready to move you forward, he sometimes will take you a stupid way. He'll cause you to be unemployed to buy the house. See, God does that. See, God will strip or allow all your friends to leave your life so that he can show you you didn't need them anyway. Because the blessing that I have for you, it was self-sustained. All you needed was your faith. I'm going to take care of you. I got your back. I got your front. I got your cover. And you better believe while you're going through this thing, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Not only will it not prosper, he says, I'll show you every time they come against you. I wonder if you ever been in something and God showed you your so-called friend. And there they were, loading up the gun, getting ready to shoot you. Pulling out the knife, getting ready to stab you. And you say, I saw that. God bless me, and I blocked that one. I saw you doing that. See, you got to understand, when God put that hedge of protection around you, he says, listen, watch what God does to them. He says, at night, he says, I brought a cloud over them at night, and the cloud divided you from your enemies. And I knew they wanted to get to you, but he says, they can't even touch you, baby. You ought to tell your neighbor this morning, you can't touch me. Tell somebody, you can't touch me. You may not like me. You may not like my dress. You may not like my suit. You may not like my hairstyle. You may not like my look. You may not like anything about me, but you can't touch not this, not God's child. I am God's child, and I will have what God wants me to have. Because God says, now you're moving forward. You're moving forward. Now watch this. As Moses began to move forward, Moses is moving forward. He got people behind him, and the people behind him don't even believe the blessings that they're walking into. See, you can have folk in your own house enjoying the blessings with you at the same time, but they don't receive that. You gotta understand, I can't hurt you unless I'm close to you. You gotta understand that sometimes your greatest enemy, your greatest haters, your greatest critics is those in the house with you. I know you may live by yourself, so let me talk about the church. Sometimes the folk that hate you the most is the folk that in the church with you. You trying to give them a word of encouragement, and they rolling their eyes at you, not realizing that their blessings are attached to you. But let them roll their eyes if they please. It don't stop my blessing. God is still in the blessing business. He still favors me. Sometimes God will allow you to go a place, and you're the first to go, and you say, I don't know how this thing is going in. I'm the first. I got fear all around me, but I got to step back and get in faith. When I'm in my faith, then I begin to move forward. Now, I only have to take one step at a time. See, because God says, when you petition me, don't worry about tomorrow. He says, just give us this day. This day. I know the bill due Tuesday, but on this day, I'm just going to praise you. on this day. I know you feel like I need to get up and go to work and do something on this day, but I'm going to praise him on this day because I realize the power is down here on the floor. When you mess around and slide to the floor and let all that cuteness go by, God will move in your heart. When you don't care about getting them clothes dirty, and you don't care about crying and your mascara getting crazy, when you really don't care, he said, I don't care nothing about blessing you. If you'll petition him and get in his face, he says, I'll show up in your life. I want you to try God in a mighty way this morning. I want you to do a ridiculous thing. I want you to try God like never before. I want you to come to the altar this morning. As you come to the altar this morning, I want you to be bold enough to come here, yet leave your problems back there. I want you to come to God this morning and say, God, I'm moving forward. I don't care about the situation, the circumstance. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what they say. I don't care what my credit report is. I don't care what the doctor's report is. I don't care what my report card is. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I just want to talk to some people this morning who is determined to come out of your mess. Determined to come out of your situation. Determined not to live there anymore. Determined to press closer to God. Determined, determined, determined. And you're moving forward. You're moving forward. You're moving forward this morning. So as you come to the altar this morning, the Bible says, just cast your cares upon him. Cast your cares upon him. I want you to begin to pray for yourself this morning at the altar. You know your needs. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself right now. Begin to pray for yourself. Ask God, God, you know what I need. You set this situation up. You deliver it. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I realize my greatest hindrance may be me, may be my doubt, may be my fear, may be the opinions that others have of me, but I'm moving forward this morning. I'm moving forward this morning. God, I need you to order my steps this morning. I need you to guide me, to lead me this morning. I need deliverance from this situation, deliverance from this circumstance. Maybe deliver from this person this morning. And God is moving you forward. 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 And as he moves you forward, you need to understand that the best in you, he's going to bring out of you. He's going to bring the best out of you. He's moving you forward. He's moving you forward right now. And so while we touch and agree in the spirit right here this morning, allow your spirit to escape you. Allow your spirit to escape you. Allow him. Allow him. Allow him. Allow him. My past is over. I want something new. Your needs while we touch him.
behind.
I'm going to follow you, God. I'm going to follow you. Here's my commitment, God, to myself. Here's my commitment to you. I will follow you. Forget about the mistakes of yesterday. Don't even be concerned about the fear of tomorrow. God, I will follow you. I will follow you. I realize I have to humble myself to you. I realize I have to surrender myself to you. I realize, God, that you will sometimes ask me to forgive those that's not even worthy. I understand, God, sometimes you'll ask me to be the bigger person and to go and apologize to someone though they offended me. I understand that, but I'm following you. I get this, God. I get it. I am to be Christ-like. I am to reflect you on this earth. I am to allow your kingdom to come through me. I am to do you on this earth. And in doing you, I'm connected. I abide in you and you abide in me. I will get the blessings of you when I connect to you. Just need to follow. Just need to follow. Just need to follow. While your hands are lifted this morning, whatever storm, whatever sea that is before you, whatever obstacles are before you, God, symbolically, we point at our Red Sea this morning. And we say, Lord, divide the trouble. Divide the war. Divide the hater. Divide it, Lord. Father God, we're going to the promised land. The promised land that you promised. God, we thank you. We're going to do a new thing. We'll be the first to do it in our generation. The first to go to college. First to push our child through college, the first to take a corporate job, the first to stay married, the first to beat cancer, the first to beat diabetes, the first to do this, and the first to do that. I'll be the first in my generation. God, I'm speaking to first timers right now. They feel like they're so far, they need someone to talk to, no one in their family can relate to them, and God, they don't know what to do. God, if they talk to you, talk to you, God. You make all things new. All things new. God, you're restoring something in this house. You're restoring something. You're bringing back something. You're strengthening something. You're giving something a freshness, a newness. You're making it new. We love you, Lord. We love you. God, corporately, we praise you. We worship you. We believe this morning, Lord, that you departed our Red Sea. Whatever obstacle was before us, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare victory in your life. If you receive that, give the Lord some praise like never before. Give him praise like never before.